welcome to the Kibble IT Podcast, episode 116. Today we're talking about cloud desktops by Kibble IT and why they are important and how they help people run older apps that aren't cloud compatible, Kyle.
Yes, that's right, James. Yes. What do you want from me? You want me to go through what one of them is to start with, perhaps?
Well, you've essentially got two types of apps at the moment. You've got ones that are cloud-based, say something like Xero, and then you've got ones that are legacy apps, which are need to be installed on a computer for them to run. An example in the accountancy world would be BrightPay, yep. Something like that. And these apps, as I said, legacy ones, they're based like on old style of where you install the application. You have your software running on it. You have files and stuff running on a local server, and that's how they connect.
Yeah.
A cloud desktop is basically bringing the desktop into the cloud so that these legacy apps can be lifted and shifted from a server that's in an office to a server that's, say, in Google's data center, and then you can access them from everywhere. Is that correct? Using, like, Chrome or something?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, that is the case. Yeah, you can totally get to them from Chrome or the remote desktop client, but I prefer to do it from the browser. That brings in the fact that then you can open them from any computer, whether it's Linux, Chrome, OS, Mac, or Windows.
Exactly, because we've got a few programs running in the cloud anyway on our cloud desktops of clients. Which ones have we moved so far?
We've done an Access database for a client that they'd had it for years and they want to move away from it. In fact, they are moving away from it, but they still got to keep it, and they didn't want to run an Amazon Workspace any longer because actually it wasn't set up too securely. So we moved it to our system so that they could have multi-users on the same device instead of running three Amazon desktops. So they were able to bring all that together. So theirs was already in the cloud, but it wasn't secure and they had three instances. Now they've got one and it's secure. And it runs all out of the browser rather than having to have a bit of software installed, which most people don't know about. When you run one of those Amazon Workspace instances, you actually have to install a bit of an app on your computer for it.
Yeah, it's Amazon Workspaces, isn't it? The name of the app.
Yes,
I actually used that a long time ago when I first got my my Chromebook back in whenever Chromebooks first came out. I can't remember when they first came out, well over a decade ago. And I used to use Amazon Web Services because I wanted to use my Chromebook for everything. And I wanted to be able to remote into computers, which you couldn't do via Chromebook, but I could run it through Amazon Workspaces and have access to our remote-in software that allowed me to connect to computers that I needed to remote into back in the early days of Kibble IT. But you also removed really old programs to cloud desktops, haven't you, Carl?
Such as
Emacs, which is a program in the auto repair industry, which is not been updated since 98, basically.
Yeah, the real benefit of doing this is that if you run a server in your office, and that can either be a Windows 2019 server product, you know, an actual server operating system, or it can be a Windows 10 workstation that runs and acts like a server, but it's really just a PC. The big problem with that is there's a lot of hidden costs that people don't spot. One, you've got a bit of hardware in your office, so that's got to be looked after and maintained. It could go wrong. Two, you've got to protect it from the power going out, so you've got to put a device around the back of it that's like a big battery that looks after that. Three, you got to then back it up. Four, then you got to patch it. Five, someone's got to connect into it, which means they've got to connect in from home into your office, which probably means a VPN, which is complicated and not as secure as you'd want them to be.
So there's security costs there as well, because anything could happen to that server and the data goes if you haven't got it backed up properly.
Yeah, things have got to be factored in.
Fire problems, things like that. If your building catches fire, all that kind of stuff when you've got a server online. But this allows you, you've made it so we can move any application
to a cloud desktop. It might be as simple as the fact that you've got to stay at work late instead of being able to go home, put kids to bed and then do an hour's work afterwards, which you're happy to do, but instead of having to work late and you miss your kids' bedtime. It could be simple as that, running the business. So what you do is move that application into the cloud, and that runs on what's called Windows Remote Desktop. So with the instances of what we've done, we've got Windows 2019 server running remote desktop services. That's published via an SSL certificate. That's a secure certificate onto the website. And then you can log in to the website there and click on the icon and you run your desktop. And that then runs your application. Another thing that people don't know when they're running a cloud application that beats running it in an office is the protection against ransomware. Because on one server, you only got one system to configure and secure. That's the one server, because everybody who logs into it is actually running on the same box. And it's not connected to any other network. Because if you've got a dodgy attachment in your office, it will look for other computers on the network. It'll find your server, and then it will try and encrypt all the data on it. Well, that's not going to happen when you run a cloud desktop. because all it runs on the cloud desktop is your application. It's not going to, we're not going to let you run web browsing and things like that on there, unless it's a whitelisted site, like it's a site that we know and that's allowed, but everything else is blocked, which means it's much, much more secure if you've got to run an older application to run it in the cloud than it ever is to run it inside your own environment. And particularly with companies that might run an older application on a server and then they connect all their different offices together with a VPN. And what that really means is you've got three or four offices that are all see each other. So you get one ransomware in one site in Leeds. Leeds connects to Sheffield, that connects to Warrington, that connects to Manchester, and everything gets encrypted. And these are the things that people just don't know about. They just do not know that that's what could happen. Stick it in the cloud, and then everything can be separate. You can either have one instance for all your group, or you can have four separate instances and none of them communicate with each other. So if one site gets affected, the other ones don't. Much more flexibility, much more security. But what stops people doing it, James?
Money. and the inability to understand the security risks that they've got there.
Yeah.
And that, as we always know, it's not a problem until it's a problem. That's the exactly thing.
Very rarely do the people who provide the software, the application that you actually need to run, have any idea about offering these kind of services. They may not even be interested in offering them, but they don't even know that you can do it with their application.
Well, that's why they're still offering an application, because they have no interest in moving into the cloud in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely right. And for my money, if you're a smaller business, and by that I mean if you're 100 less employees and you're running one or two apps on several servers or server in your office, you just need to get rid of that. You need to stop looking at what it costs and say, oh, well, I bought that server now. I want it to last for 10 years. Forget about that. You want to lift and shift, as you said, James, which is pick up that application and move it into the cloud, get rid of all the stuff that's in your premise and keep it in a safe and secure way. And it's much more flexible. The moment you can start work at 6 a.m. or you can work at night and everyone else can do the same thing, you'll never go back to how it was before. Never.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically making an old application cloud available via your Chrome browser. So you work from everywhere on any device with it, as you said.
Yeah, that's right. That's the HTML5 web client for remote desktop services, which is a relatively new, didn't exist all the years ago when I used to do it. You used to have to use Citrix to provide that functionality, but you don't anymore. Microsoft has finally given it. And it's very nice indeed, which is ironic, James, because originally Microsoft invented this concept of terminal services and then licensed it to Citrix. And Citrix then ran away and stole the market off them for like 20 odd years.
Yeah, I remember having to use Citrix in the past. And the problem when you're using stuff like Citrix is, again, you've always got to download a new version of Citrix before you can connect in. And then something funny will happen. It will change your settings. So you copy and paste between your desktop and your remote cloud desktop doesn't work anymore, and you've got to go and flick that all back and all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, I think the hardest part for people is understanding that there is a Windows desktop inside a window on their computer. So they've got two computers, and that people really struggle with that concept.
Yeah, but we set it up, don't we? So the application just loads up straight away, so you don't actually really see the Windows desktop. You've got the start button and all that across the bottom, but it goes straight into the application when you log into a cloud desktop.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's just in people's minds. They're a bit like baffled. Like, is it on my computer? Yes. Is it really? No, it's not. It's somewhere else. It's those layers of things that people don't always understand.
Yeah, which is kind of a bit funny when you think about it, because they don't have the same. They don't think the same when they're actually working like a proper web application. They understand that that's on the web. Mm-hmm. When it's a cloud desktop, because it looks so like what they're used to on their local machine, that causes that confusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're running a business like an accountancy business, they have got lots of old legacy applications like that require a server. And you can easily remove those and get rid of all of that stuff and make your business a lot more flexible and a lot more lightweight. You could introduce Chromebooks. If that's the only old app you need to run, then you can have Chromebooks for everybody, which means everyone's super secure.
Yeah, and as we spoke to an accountancy firm yesterday about moving their stuff onto cloud desktops. Were they using an older program that doesn't natively have a cloud version yet?
Yeah,
may never do so. But this is an option that they can move that there, so they can access from anywhere, because they were having problems remoting into their office, which this would eliminate. If it's a cloud desktop, they wouldn't have any problems remoting into their office and server. So we'll have to see if they go with us. But it was a great solution that we gave them.
Yeah, one of the big things that people always had with an application was, how do I back it up and restore it if something goes wrong, particularly if you've got the server in your office? Backup and restore is never fun as an IT person, ever, because nobody ever practices them. You say to a client, can I do a practice run on your backup and restore? It's going to be 2 days worth of work. No one will ever pay you for that. They just won't do it. Now, the good thing about a cloud desktop is, and we did this with our client, I shut it down at night from midnight, and I take a snapshot of the hard disk, which means I take an exact copy of the hard disk of the server at that point in time, and then I turn it on again an hour later, and that's it. I've got a backup of the data, and I've got multiple ones of those going back 14 days, and I've tested it to see if it works. I can create another virtual machine in Google. That takes me about 5 minutes. I attach the disk to it, turn it on. There is all the data, and it works. It's that easy,
yeah,
compared to the old ways of doing stuff.
That is the benefits, isn't it, of doing it a modern, future-proof way.
Yeah, and most people like look at it and say, well, how much does this kind of stuff cost? And it costs £50 a user per month. I'm going to set it out there for people. Yeah, there's a little overhead of a cost, but you know what? That's hardly a massive amount of money. People always kind of balk and go, well, I've got to pay for IT. But we really do need to think in this country more about what's running our businesses and running our lives, and take it a little bit more seriously and put a little bit more investment into it.
So if you're listening into the podcast and you think you should have it, you should go and get it now while it's at that price, because of the way inflation's going. You could have quite a lot more if you're listening to this a couple of months down the road.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah, because everything else will go up. But it's that return on investment. You know, it's that availability of being able to get your people to do more and know that it's not going to go off on you. You're not going to have those problems. But people can't foresee. I know people don't like foreseeing the problems that us IT people can see so far ahead.
And that's it, really. That's a good summary of what cloud desktops are and why you should get them.
Yeah. I don't have much more to say about that.
Good stuff. We'll end the podcast and we'll be back in a week's time.
Okay. I'll see you next week then.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ra.